Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
We lose nondescript for normal lucky. Again, I've never known anyone to say the word nondescript in conversation.
You would. I might. But normal people know.
Yeah, not normal people. Yeah, no. Still aren't in this room.
I've done a lot of research to normals, and apparently...
this is how they converse.
But win the blast of war.
Is this a dagger that I see before me?
Excellent.
It's...
No, it's me.
Okay.
I'll play it their way for now, but when it comes down to it...
Sorry, your stomach. My stomach! I'm really hungry, Alex! Look, there's a growl. It's atmospheric. It wants
father... It sounds like a creaking ship. It was like a ship in a storm.
Look, mate, I'm hungry all the time. Should I just go away, get chips and come back?
You're all right.
You know. You say that.
Now, if you'll excuse me...
Oh, right.
Yes, well, you're not the only one that knows his way around the tunnels.
And you have the eternal question. Face to face or butt to butt?
Yep. Yeah, there's some... It's going to happen.
Okay, we're going to do another take. I need something to cut across.
Yep.
Okay.
Butt to butt. I would like to hear how you've been doing.
Me? I've been just fine. I'll see you later.
You sure? You've not got... There is nothing you want to say to me.
Not with that thong... Not with that thong on.
Wow.
Well, there is a reason to believe that the archivist conversations are always done naked, but I think I've just proved it.
Go from top. Also, sure. For the all clear, could you do this one louder? I don't know
why you said louder, and in my head I was like, higher pitched.
All clear!
Basically.
It's me, Terence, the very small air raid warden.
Anyway.
You don't do well with the heat, do you?
Oh, we have fun.
So, yeah, if you can go louder with it.
Editor's note, we're having a great time.
It's so warm.
Should I go a little bit higher?
Good.
Good. At the moment you're going, good.
All right.
Good, you fucking dickhead.
Fuck you. Ran away from me, just like my dad.
I loved you.
How's the plane?
Still going by.
What is it? Is it a jet or is it a prop jet?
Twin turbine.
Really? Amazing.
I should have done... I'd have been amazing on a submarine. It's gone now. Ben and Zim, sorry, can you talk amongst yourselves for a second?
I am talking to you like a normal human being.
Yes, this is a conversation that normal human beings would have.
Excellent.
Fantastic.
Yes. And now I've gone too far the other way with Ben. Again, that was golden, by the way. That's exactly what I need.
That's official. This is what Alex thinks human interaction looks like.
I mean, it makes sense. He grew up on a farm.
That's how you talk to sheep, I hear.
Yes.
Who's on mic four?
Oh, that would be me.
Okay, can all three of you have a human interaction?
Oh, I'm not sure I really want to, if I'm honest.
I mean, it's very simple. You just, you know, you say, hello, I'm a human, and...
Really?
You just...
Hello, I'm a human?
Exactly.
Like that?
Yes, that was very convincing. I am also a human, hello.
I feel convinced.
Yes, I three am human.
I am continuing to talk like a human.
Okay.
Mary had a little lamb. Mary had a little lamb. 1, 2, 1, 2. Can you hear me, mother?
Okay, let's go again from top. Mm-hmm. Ben, you crept closer and closer and closer.
Well done.
With our mic.
You're a good villain. You know, a good villain needs to make love to the microphone. But you're kind of getting all up in my grill,
sure,
Ben.
Yeah.
You're getting all up into my pop filters, Ben.
Make love to the microphone, make hate to the audience.
I'm just very intimate with beholding.
This episode is distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 international license. For more information, visit rustyquill.com, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice in the Magnus Protocol, and I'm here to tell you about From the Library of Jürgen Leitner, an upcoming novel available for pre-order right now at rustyquill.com/novel. Return to the world of the Magnus Archives in From the Library of Jürgen Leitner, an official prequel novel written by Nebula, World Fantasy and Aurora award-winning author Primi Mohammed, with the help of the Magnus Archives' own writer and lead voice, Jonathan Sims. From the Library of Jürgen Leitner explores an infamous organization from the Magnusverse for the first time, the perilous private library of the enigmatic collector Jürgen Leitner, where occult books are guarded and researched at a fatal cost. Leitner's library keeps the dangers of these books in check and the would-be readers safe, or so Leitner claims. For two of Leitner's employees, the risks are worth it. For Hugh Franklin, the library is a place to belong. For Sebastian Everett, the library is an opportunity to indulge arcane ambitions. Though their 10 years at the library were years apart, Hugh and Sebastian's stories unfold in parallel, and their footsteps echo down the same eerie aisles, caught in a web spun long before either ever heard the name Jürgen Leitner. Will they find a way out, or will the library consume them before it's too late? From the Library of Jürgen Leitner will be published on October the 27th, 2026, and is available for pre-order now. Visit rustyquill.com/novel for more information. That's rustyquill.com/NOVEL.